You guys ready?
Whenever you are.
Okay, you got it. We're gonna do a Jimmy Rogers song called Waiting for a Train.
Guitarist and singer Jorma Kaukonen and bassist Jack Cassidy have been playing music together for more than 30 years. Their duo, Hot Tuna, has become pretty well known for a string of albums featuring traditional blues and folk music, but they might never have had the acclaim they've enjoyed if they hadn't spent their early 20s with the Jefferson Airplane. Finishing up a tour with Hot Tuna, they stopped by NPR to play a few tunes and talk about their time with the Airplane. They played together in high school here in Washington, D.C., until Kaukonen left for college and then moved to California. Cassidy was working the R&B circuit in the D.C. area and recalls getting a phone call from his old friend.
And he said he had just joined a rock and roll band, or folk rock band, I believe it was called. And I said, "You're kidding. You the purist?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "What's the name?" And he said, "Jefferson Airplane." And I laughed. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm playing bass." He says, "We need a bass player, so hold on." And then I got the offer that changed my life, which was to come out and join a band that had just gotten together in July. This was in October. The band had a manager that guaranteed us $50 a week whether we worked or not. And I said, "You're on."
Is that both of you that I'm hearing at the beginning of White Rabbit?
Yes, it is.
A nice little vamp, little signature vamp.
Stolen from Bolero.
Didn't take you long to be big.
We were so fortunate. We got every break that a band could ever want. We went from being nobody to being somebody within a year, and that really doesn't happen very often.
Hot Tuna would open for the Airplane.
We did, yeah.
Yes.
You'd have to play two gigs.
Well, it wasn't have to then. It was an opportunity to play a style of music that didn't fit in the Airplane picture at the time. So, and also in the Jefferson Airplane, everybody wrote songs, so they were spread out through a lot of people. So, you know, Jorma would maybe have two songs to do a night, you know. So there was other material that we started working on that there wasn't room for in the Airplane, and that didn't quite fit with that group of folks. So we developed more material as time went on, and then we started playing our own shows.
That probably kept you in the Airplane longer than you would have been if you hadn't had this outlet. Right?
I never thought about that before, but probably, yeah, probably.
What did this give you? I mean, what music could you do here?
Well, for me, it's just the kind of music I love to play. And what the Airplane gave me, because I had a great time playing rock and roll. Like I said, it's very seductive and it's a lot of fun and, you know, the whole thing that goes along with it. But this kind of music, the acoustic-esque music, is the stuff that really touches my heart. And the Jefferson Airplane has made it possible for me to be a decently paid folk musician for the rest of my career. Thanks, guys and gals. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
You're still doing some numbers that you did back then as Hot Tuna.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jack and my musical life has sort of constantly been evolving both together and apart. And so we'll do anything with each other, but the good songs for me, because as I say, basically I'm a folk musician, so it doesn't bother me if I've been playing a song for 40 years. So we do stuff over the full spectrum. If I can remember it, we do it.
Can you remember Keep on Truckin'?
Yes, we can. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Sure.
Well,
keep on trucking, mama, truck my blues away. Keep on trucking, mama, truck my blues away. Here you come, big as hell, tell what you've been doing by the way you smell. So keep on trucking, mama, truck my blues away.
These days, Hot Tuna plays about 150 dates a year. Kalkanen and Cassidy have recorded several CDs of country-flavored traditional blues and folk songs mixed with original compositions. Both musicians have played with other ensembles over the years and worked on other projects not associated with Hot Tuna, like Cassidy's signature model bass guitar.
I got Epiphone involved with a reissuing what was originally a Gibson bass that did not do well in the 70s, and I developed a pickup. I said I wanted to redo the pickup and put out this semi-hollow body acoustic bass that has acoustic-like qualities to it. And a lot of that developed through playing with Yorma over the years, acoustic instruments, where I wanted that crossover between a sound of an electric plus some dynamics of acoustic dynamics that I can actually control with my hands.
And you're teaching guitars.
Right. My wife and I have a little guitar camp in Southeast Ohio. I've enjoyed teaching for years, but I've really been serious for the 4 or 5 years that we've had the ranch open. And I have to say that in the process of doing this, I've learned more about the intellectual essence of music than I knew before, because I never knew what I really did before. But in this case, I've actually had to learn stuff. So, and one of my friends, God bless him, said, we know the masters always taught it, helped them, keep them in shape. And that's how I practice these days, because when I started to learn to play, I actually practiced for 8 hours a day, but I would never do that today because I have to, you know, mow the lawn and stuff like that. But when I'm teaching, I play in that way 7 hours a day. So hopefully everybody else there has a great time and learns how to play. And in the meantime, I'm practicing right in front of a whole bunch of people. Well, what are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all washed away. Peace that flows like a river, they say. What are they doing there now?
Tell me about Blue Country Heart.
Blue Country Heart is the coming to fruition of kind of where it all started for me. I just wanted to do no original material, just stuff from the Depression and in that era. And you know, it's a big deal for a guy my age at this part of my career to get a major record deal, because nobody wants to see me dance with a belly button ring, thank God. And so they've actually put this out. You know, you can go into a record store and buy this record without knowing me or where I park my car.
And you've got a solo album coming.
Yes, I've been working on it for last month before we went out on this Hot Tuna tour, and I'm excited about that because I haven't done one before. So I've got a lot of pals that are helping me out, and I've written all the music, but I'm not a singer, so I've got a lot of singers helping me out from different walks of the music world, and I'm looking forward to it and having a ball doing it.
Hot Tuna, with guitarist Yorma Kalkanen and bassist Jack Cassidy. Songs from the session are at npr.org.